Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Holiday weekend upcoming, and we're taking a look at next week. I say we, but I'm solo today. You're listening to the Weather Insider podcast for Wednesday, May 25th, because I'm looking at a calendar right in front of me. I never know what day it is, let alone the date. All right, this pesky upper low is going to continue to cause problems in the southeast. Showers, thunderstorms, severe weather. A chilly rain in the Midwest, that'll be pushing into the Northeast late Thursday, then Friday, Saturday, and then lasting into Sunday. You know, it seems like we're always dealing with an upper level low from Memorial Day and sometimes on July 4th in the East. I believe we had that last year, although other forecasters in the office here was telling me about that upper low last July 4th. And why can't I remember it? I do remember, though, one thing about these upper lows. They're crappy underneath and out ahead of it. But then behind it, it goes sunny and warm in an instant. And that's what's going to happen with this. So along the East Coast, listen, Friday's not a good day. Saturday's not a good day. Probably in the Sunday. But Memorial Day has a real shot. Once this upper low leaves along the East Coast, it's going to go sunny and nice. Now, I'd still worry about New England a little bit on Memorial Day. But boy, even Boston, I think, will find a way to brighten up Memorial Day. But from New York City on South and West, I think it's a nice Memorial Day, as long as that upper low continues to move. Because what's going to happen is, then you have an upper high that's going to be building across Texas this weekend, expanding warmth from Texas toward the Midwest this weekend. You'll notice a huge difference by Sunday in cities like, even Saturday, because on the backside of the upper low, it turns nice. Detroit, Columbus, St. Louis, and then it turns warm from the Plains Saturday in the Midwest Sunday. And get ready for next week. There's going to be a substantial amount of heat from the Midwest to the Northeast. We could be about 15 to 20 degrees above normal. So it's going to feel more like July, August. I think in a lot of locations, we may start challenging some records too. You have this big upper high that's going to be building across the Midwest. So underneath that, it's going to turn hot. So cities like Detroit, Indianapolis, I think Chicago, to some extent St. Louis, Kansas City, and then along the East Coast is always tricky depending on how much wind you have coming off the water. But you get away, certainly away from the coast. I think you're going to see widespread 80s and there'll be some 90s showing up. I do believe that with some records. So it's going to turn hot next week. The other thing to watch is this time of the year, you get this upper high underneath the belly of the upper high. I say underneath the belly. I don't know if that makes any sense, but it does in my mind. But the belly of the upper high, which is underneath the upper high, you have the belly of the upper high, or underneath the belly, yeah, because it's underneath the belly of the upper high, you look for development. And this upper low that goes off the coast is going to loop around and then come back toward Florida by the middle part of next week. Now, I mention that because that's how you get early season development. Upper lows that sit over the Gulf waters. Eventually, it's non-tropical, but eventually it could form tropical characteristics. I think that's one possibility. You also have something, I don't know if I trust this, but there's going to be an area, an East PAC system, something forming in the eastern Pacific off the southwest coast of Mexico that will come toward the Mexican coastline as we head into later this week, into the weekend. There's some suggestion that circulation survives and tries to move into the Bay of Campeche. Now, I don't know if I buy that, but just from a pattern standpoint, that would be an area I'd be looking for. The Bay of Campeche, Northwest Caribbean, the Gulf of Mexico, southeast coast of the United States, I'd be looking for development there, at least a possibility, so I can't rule out anything. But that upper low's curious to me because it goes off, then comes around. And upper lows this time of the year can, over time, form tropical characteristics. So next week's interesting. By the way, if it's hot in one part of the country, it's got to be cold in the other. And that's the Northwest. Then again, what else is new? They've been chilly this spring. Well, I mean, it's going to get chilly, and there's going to be more snow into the Rockies, into the northern and central Rockies, with our next system coming in. Just the way the weather works. By the way, increasing fire danger as well in the Southwest, because the trough that comes into the Northwest this weekend will send a cold front southward. And what happens out ahead of these cold fronts? The wind blows. And when the wind blows, fires grow. That will be a problem Saturday into Sunday as we move into the weekend, well, into the Southwest, I should say. All right. Make sure you download the AccuWeather app. It's a free download on all your mobile devices, and we'll keep you ahead of the storms.
Thank you for listening to today's edition of Weather Insider. For the latest in breaking weather news, be sure to follow Bernie Reno on Twitter at AccuReno. And be sure to subscribe, rate, and review all of our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.